You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on October 27th, 2023. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 42 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. I would like to provide several corrections from the last week's show. On October 17th, I mentioned that Dansby Carswell, who led SFU in the 2023 Otter Classic, hosted by Cal State Monterey Bay in Seaside, California, fired one under par 217 strokes, where, in fact, he fired one under par 215 strokes. Near the end of the show, I mentioned the City of Surrey filing a petition to the Supreme Court two Fridays ago for a judicial review of the BC government ordering the city to continue with the SPS. I meant the City of Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court. And lastly, I cited the Surrey Police Service numbers regarding the combined number of hired officers, civilian employees, and number of officers on the ground, where almost 400 sworn police and civilian staff with over 200 police officers on the ground as of September 13, 2023. According to its September and October's newsletters, the Surrey Police Service has deployed over 240 officers with a total of 338 officers and 58 civilian employees. There will be more on the story later in the show. First up, it's Liam Corcoran's Hints and Traces. Just a minute, please. And I just have to type his name up. First up, in this show, it's Liam Corcoran's Hints and Traces with When the Sun Goes Down.
When the sun goes down,
That was When the Sun Goes Down from Liam Corcoran's Hints and Traces. Next up is Lavina Falls, Calculating the Angle of Our Descent. Here is Vaulted. I'd like to discuss the SFA Athletics at this time. Four events were on tap for October 21st. The Red Leafs cross-country teams competed in the GNAC Championships at Kincaid Park in Anchorage, Alaska, where women's finished fourth and men's third. Times are given in minutes and seconds, the latter of which are also in decimals. Women's were led by Rachel Watkins, who ran the women's 6 kilometers at 21:58.6, followed closely by four other SFU scoring runners, as the Red Leafs' top five finished between 17 and 25. Kate Cameron earned 20 at 22:07.8, Grace Chalk 22 at 22:23, Charlotte Prangley 23rd at 22:23.9, and Alicia Ranahan 25th at 22:28.8. The Red Leafs earned 103 points for fourth, while the winner Western Washington Vikings earned 49 points, with his top five runners finishing in top 14. Kendall Kramer of Alaska Fairbanks won the women's individual crown at 20:46.2, followed by her teammate Rosie Fordham at 20:55.5 in the 2023 GNAC Cross Country Championships. SFU men's were led by Sebastian Brinkman, who finished fourth in the men's 8 kilometers at 25:02, only behind Kevin McDermott of Western Washington at 24:43.5, Johan Correa of Central Washington at 24:47.7, and Cole Nash at 25:1.8. As with SFU's other scoring runners, Jose Castro finished 14th at 25:49.2, right ahead of Ephraim Mekonen, 15th at 25:52.7, Scott Arndt, 21st at 26:4.2, and Henry Ruckman Uding, 28th at 26:16.1. The Red Leafs men earned 80 points, while the team winner Western Washington earned 37 points, as their top five runners finished in top 12. Top seven runners in each school earned points in the GNAC Cross Country Championships at Kincaid Park in Anchorage, Alaska, where the Red Leafs women finished fourth with 103 points and men's placed third with 80 points. Meanwhile, SFU women's soccer played to a scoreless draw against the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks, as Sarah Lowen earned a clean sheet, her sixth of the season, with three saves at NNU Soccer Field in Nampa, Idaho, while the Red Leafs volleyball were tripled up by the Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks at Patty Center in Fairbanks, Alaska. Jocelyn Sherman led SFU with 15 kills on offense and 10 digs on defense in the losing effort. Furthermore, both Red Leafs swimming teams competed in duels against the University of Puget Sound Loggers. SFU dominated University of Puget Sound as women's won 222-40, while men's triumphed 220-42. On October 23rd, two SFU wrestlers, Patrick Letter and Sam Pereira, competed for Canada in the U23 World Wrestling Championships in Tirana, Albania. In 74 kilograms, Patrick Letter fell 5-3 to Mohamed Abdurachimanov of Belgium, while Sam Pereira was upended by Adlan Fishkanov 11-0 in 92 kilograms. Later on, SFU Women's Golf started in the Hawaii Pacific Shark Shootout at Waikoloa, Hawaii. Meanwhile, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference recognized two SFU Red Leafs, Michael Hennessy as the men's soccer offensive player and Dansby Carswell as men's golf player of the week. On October 24th, the Red Leafs women's golf team concluded the two-day Hawaii Pacific Shark Shootout at Waikoloa, Hawaii. SFU finished 8th after firing 41 over par 601 strokes, led by Dana Smith with 3 over par 143 strokes for 4th, only one stroke behind Lily Lant of Hawaii Pacific and Ellie McCord of Northwest Nazarene. Madison Murr of Cal State San Marcos won the individual crown after firing 3 under par 137 strokes. Cal State San Marcos also won the team crown with 18 over par 570 strokes. Just a minute, please. I think there's something wrong here. Just bear with me for a second. I think I got something wrong. Just bear with me, please. I think the numbers are incorrect. Overall, Cal State San Marcos won the team crown with 18 over par, 578 strokes in the Hawaii Pacific Shootout at Waikoloa, Hawaii, where SFU finished 8th with 41 over par, 601 strokes. On October 25th, three Red Leaf volleyball players earned GNAC All-Academic Honors, with Brooke Dexter with a 3.7 GPA as a biological science major, biological sciences major, Hannah Koloff with a 3.58 GPA as a kinesiology major, and Cole Peters with a 3.6 GPA as a criminology major. Both soccer teams were in action on October 26th. Men's edged the Seattle Pacific Falcons 2-1, led by Devin O'Hayes, 1 goal, 1 assist, latter of which was a feed to Michael Hennessy in the 39th minute on a tic-tac-toe. Later on, women's tripled up the St. Martin Saints 3-1, led by Kate Cartier's 2 goals, 1 assist, and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen's 8 saves. Both SFU soccer teams yesterday were at Terry Fox Field in SFU Stadium. Today, the Red Leafs women's golf started in the 2023 Dennis Rose Invitational at Village Course in Waikoloa, Hawaii.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current 2023 men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Even though there are some discrepancies here, right now the standings are ordered based on average points per game for each team, as there were two no contests due to weather-related cancellations. Simon Fraser is first at 6-0-1, 2.71 points, 9-2-2 overall. Western Oregon second, 5-1-2, 2.13 points, 9-3-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene third, 2-2-3, 1.29 points, 4-5-4 overall. St. Martin's fourth, 2-4-1, 1.46-2 overall. Seattle Pacific is fifth, as they are 2-4-1 conference, much like St. Martin's, for 1 point, but are 4-7-2 overall. Western Washington is 6th, 1-4-3 conference, 0.75 points, 4-6-4 overall. And Montana State Billings is last at 1-4-1, 0.67 points, 4-6-2 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current 2023 women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. two teams have already clinched JNSC championship berths. 3 points are awarded for a conference win, with 1 point for a conference tie. Overall records are used to break conference record ties. Seattle Pacific is first at 7-0-4, 25 points, 10-2-2 overall, 10-2-4 overall. Western Washington second, 7-1-3, 24 points, 9-3-4 overall. These two teams clinch JNSC championship berths. Western Oregon third, 4-4-3, 15 points, 7-4-4 overall. Simon Fraser fourth, also 4-4-3 conference, 15 points, but are 5-4-4 overall for fourth. Montana State Billings fifth, 3-5-2, 11 points, 4-6-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene sixth, 2-4-4, 10 points, 4-4-6 overall. St. Martin's seventh, 1-5-5 conference, 8 points, 3-6-6 overall. And Central Washington is last at 2-7-2, 8 points, 3-11-2 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the 2023 volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Seattle Pacific is first at 11-1 conference, 17-3 overall. Central Washington, 8-4 conference, 14-6 overall, 4-2. Much like men and women soccer, conference records take precedence with overall records applied to break conference ties. Western Washington, third, 7-4 conference, 7-12 overall. Simon Fraser is listed fourth in the GNX standings page for volleyball. 7-4 conference, but are 12-7 overall. So there is probably a blunder here. St. Martin's, fifth, 6-5 conference, 13-8 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 6-6, 10-10 overall. Alaska, 7th, 6-6 conference, 13-13 overall. Alaska Anchorage is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4-8 conference, 12-15 overall. Western Oregon, 9th, 2-9 conference, 8-11 overall. And Montana State Billings is dead last at 1-11 conference, 3-19 overall.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
And how does it feel together?
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog at sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 42 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, M. Sage and Xander Raymond's Para Yellowgram, Yellow Against Blue.